You may recall that last weekend we launched a four-week preaching series entitled Revive. For the next few weeks, we're focusing on the things that it takes to revive or perhaps even to intensify one's relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, do you remember the six words that make up the acronym in Revive? You didn't know there was going to be a pop quiz, did you? A hint is they're in the bulletin. Revive, R, risk, that is a willingness to step out into the deep, to leave behind past failures and woundedness. E, expect that God will take what you have to offer and will work with it. V means value, our own personal giftedness, to value those gifts as well as the gifts of others through affirmation and appreciation. Invest whatever it is with which God has blessed you into the missionary work of the church. V, give voice to the gospel to others as a way of participating in our call to evangelize and make disciples. And the final E, engage. Engage the culture in which we live rather than just striving to preserve our traditions, the ways that we've always done things. This weekend, I'd like to talk a little bit about the areas of risk and expectation. To be in a relationship with Jesus involves some sort of risk. Let's take in some examples of risk that we might find in the scriptures. Consider first Abraham and his wife Sarah. They had to leave their homeland to be able to get that land that was promised to them. Abraham felt the call. Sarah had to go along. They risked everything to pull up stakes, their family, their property, everything they had, to move towards this, what could have very well been an imaginary promise. Moses had it quite well in Pharaoh's court, but he risked his very life in speaking up and calling out the Israelites from slavery to freedom. Each of the apostles, what was it that Jesus asked them? He said, abandon everything and follow me. Peter in particular, remember when they were out on the stormy sea, Jesus called out to Peter, Peter, walk on the water and come to me. And it had mixed success. He did it. He sank. Jesus pulled him back up. And then the parable of the landowner and the workers in the vineyard today. One could argue who took the greater risks. Both did, I'd say. There was a mutual risk by the hiring and being hired, answering the call to service in the vineyard, paying the just wage, and maybe risking just wasting an hour of their time for what could have been a meager payback. And one closer to home. This weekend, our first American priest and martyr was beatified, Blessed Stanley Rother. He answered the call from his native diocese of Oklahoma City to serve in the missions of Guatemala, right in the middle of their 36-year-old civil war. He served there in the 70s and early 80s. He had plenty of opportunities to return home, and indeed he did, occasionally for vacation to visit family and friends. But each time he came home, he went back. He knew that going back to Guatemala, he would have to resume the daily threats against his life, as at that time was just routine for any priest, religious, or lay missionary. As he was leaving from his last visit home, he said to have told one of his relatives, aren't you afraid? Shouldn't you just stay here? Isn't it dangerous for you to go back there? And he just looked up at his relative and said, whatever happens, happens. You see, along with the risk came an expectation. And for Blessed Stanley, the expectations outweighed the risk. Because he expected God to do great things in the lives of the oppressed people to which he ministered. His presence gave them hope. He knew that as the shepherd, he couldn't abandon his flock. And today, he's venerated as a martyr, just one step away from being canonized a saint. Now, you might ask, when someone steps forward and takes a risk, isn't it only natural to have some expectation? You might ask, what's in it for me? What do I get back? What's the return on that risk? Now, sometimes, let's face it, our expectations in terms of our relationship with God, what can cause the most frustration, I believe, in our prayer lives can be when prayer becomes probably somewhat manipulative. If I pray for this to God, then it should happen. We fashion God into some sort of Santa Claus figure whom we call upon, give him our list, present our wishes, and expect to get them back in return. If it doesn't happen, there can be a feeling of disappointment, maybe even rejection, particularly when we're praying for things that might not seem all that selfless. You pray for someone to get well, and the condition only worsens. You pray for peace within a situation, and it just gets more volatile. Does that mean God wasn't listening? Does that mean the prayer was useless? We forget that prayer isn't always about changing the situation. Prayer is just as much, and I'd say even more so, about changing our outlook, how we confront the situations, the strength with which we move forward, even when things aren't going all that well. But I don't know that we're guilty, for the most part, of expectations of God that are too high. I think more often than not, we're guilty of rather low expectations. Just ask yourself for a minute, when I come to church, what do I expect? What do I really expect when I come to church? You might answer a little peace and consolation from an otherwise hectic week. Maybe it's uplifting music, a good experience of community, a homily that's relative and hopefully inspiring, or maybe short. And all of this in less than an hour, hopefully, right? But I'd ask you, is that all that we can ever expect when we gather to celebrate Mass? You see, when we, like those who took the risks before us, when we venture out into those deep waters and risk with our generosity, our time, our resources, even our finances, I'll tell you that the expectation really should be nothing less than the gift of God Himself. Jesus gave all. Think about that for a moment. He gave absolutely everything that He had, even down to His very life. That's been imitated, but not totally replicated, in the lives of the martyrs. The difference was His body was crucified for us. He poured out His blood for us. He continues to this day to offer Himself to us. Body, blood, soul, divinity. Every time that we encounter Him in the Holy Eucharist, when we come and celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Make no mistake, our worship should be uplifting. But I'll tell you, we need to put ourselves into it and allow ourselves to be lifted up. Our worship should be consoling, our music inspiring, our community inviting, welcoming, hospitable. But I'll tell you something, once we enter into this house of worship, this holy of holies, so to speak, we should expect nothing less than an encounter with God in the most real way possible, this side of heaven. You see, when we risk opening ourselves, putting ourselves out there, we should and can expect great things to happen. The risk of Abraham yielded him being the father of the chosen people of Israel. The risk of Moses brought liberation to a people who had been oppressed and enslaved under Pharaoh. The risk of the apostles brought the gospel to the four corners of the earth as they knew them in their day. And because of their answering the call, we're here today. The risk of the landowner brought not only employment to the workers, but a larger harvest that day. And the risk of the workers did likewise. And the risk of Stanley Rother and others like him, they bring hope to people who often live daily without hope, with the soothing balm of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I really believe that once we see that all that we have belongs to God, our risk is simply in returning back a portion of it, of having some skin in the game, to put ourselves out there in building, renewing, reviving the church and our relationship with Jesus. Likewise, for our parish as well as for our spiritual lives, it involves answering the call to contribute to the work of the vineyard, to move towards a bountiful harvest. You know, last week I talked about the difference between being stuck in a maintenance mode, being a maintenance parish, and moving towards being a missional parish, or a parish focused on mission. I gave you a number of things saying the maintenance parish looks like this, the mission parish looks like this. Here's the difference between the two if you want to put it down to the very concrete. A maintenance parish means that you are here right now. You're here. And that's something we celebrate. A mission parish, or a parish rooted in mission, looks a little bit different. Because not only are you here, the family member, the neighbor down the street, the colleague at work is sitting right there next to you, across from you, or a few pews over. You see, when we take the risk in our generosity so that we can invest in efforts to reach those who are not here or who haven't been here in a long time, we can expect nothing less than the gift of God to present himself as lives that are transformed, a community that is stronger, a gospel of Jesus that is embraced, and the kingdom of God constantly under construction. My challenge to you today, my dear friends, is to risk, to step out in faith and to expect. Risk by taking the next step and supporting our parish stewardship efforts to increase our offertory to fund these initiatives. But just as, and even more importantly, I'd ask you to step out in faith by taking the next step in your life of prayer, by making it a priority each day as an individual and as families. To step out in faith and take the next step to grow in learning more about your faith. Not just what we believe, but why we believe it and how we can live that with joy. To expect nothing less than our forefathers and foremothers, those who came before us in faith, did. What can you expect? Look at those examples. A people chosen. A nation freed. Humanity redeemed. People given hope. Lives that were transformed. Sometimes miracles do happen, and sometimes they don't. But we can never lower our expectations. We can and we must expect a change in our own personal dispositions, the way we look at life, our ability to confront struggles as we're rooted in faith, knowing that Jesus Christ is always with us. But we can also expect nothing less than the gift of God himself. Is it risky? You bet it is. We can also be certain that as we expect and abundance of God's gift of Himself, that God will be faithful in delivering so. Amen.